This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. In less than 2 weeks, the Ohio Newsroom will launch its flagship news program called Today from the Ohio Newsroom. The goal is to foster connections for everyone who listens to one of the public radio stations that are part of the Ohio Newsroom collaboration. Joining me in this recorded interview to discuss the new program and the types of stories you can expect to hear is the Ohio Newsroom Managing Editor, Claire Roth. Welcome, Claire.
Hi, Lucy.
So great to have you in the studio.
Glad to be here.
So for our listeners who aren't familiar, first explain, what is the Ohio Newsroom?
The Ohio Newsroom is a collaboration between the public radio stations in the state. Ohio is incredibly lucky. We have some fantastic public radio stations, of course, WVXU here in Cincinnati, but we have ones in Dayton, in Cleveland, in Columbus, in Toledo, in Xenia, in Youngstown, and they have all come together to essentially double or triple their power. So this collaboration is not only helping you hear stories from those places, but generate new stories in areas that you might not hear from much otherwise.
Well, that's so important because new news outlets across Ohio have shut down a lot of them since 2004. I think it's more than 100. Is that right?
Yeah.
How can public radio and the Ohio Newsroom in particular kind of fill in those information gaps?
One of the big powers of radio is its reach. Our broadcast signal, as a collaboration between all of these stations and their repeaters, covers the entire state. We truly are able to reach every inch of the state. If you live in Ohio, you can hear a public radio station no matter where you're standing. So we're in this particularly great position to reach these people whose papers might have died. They don't need to get a paper to their, you know, driveway every morning. They can just turn on the radio or, of course, go to our websites. I think another aspect that makes public radio so well positioned for this, though, is that it's growing. And it's one of the few journalistic outlets that is growing. We tragically hear about papers, you know, closing all the time. We hear about TV stations sometimes consolidating up in Toledo. One of them stopped having a local newsroom.
Yeah.
It's a real shame. But public radio is this kind of bright spot where a lot of our newsrooms and almost every newsroom in the state has grown. They've added staff while all of these other outlets are kind of dwindling. So it's one of these places where we see the need, we have the potential, we put those things together, and that's who we decide to serve.
Well, even commercial radio here in Cincinnati, many of our commercial radio stations years ago had pretty robust newsrooms, and now it's very, very few of them have any local news at all.
It's a real shame, and it's something where I'm glad that public radio is able to address that, because it is something that is so crucial. Local news is crucial, not just for us to, you know what's going on at City Hall, but for us to feel a connection to our fellow neighbors, to our fellow Ohioans. We need to hear their stories. We need to hear from them. And that's what news can do.
Yeah. Well, and to get real, factual, truthful news and information, because what seems to be filling that void for some people are just these echo chambers of misinformation or sometimes disinformation. So it's really important to get the real news to people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you don't have a local newsroom, maybe all you're hearing are rumors on Facebook or whatever social media that you might use, compared to, yeah, factual, fact-driven, actual reported out journalism.
Yeah. So we mentioned there's a new feature set to premiere, I believe June 12th is the magic date. Tell us more about that.
Yes, that is Today from the Ohio Newsroom, which I'm really, really excited about. It will be a 4-minute slot every day. You'll hear it during morning edition and All Things Considered, and it will bring you around the state. So listeners to WVXU know your reporters well. They hear from Bill Reinhardt, Becca Costello. They hear the story from around the Cincinnati area and sometimes over in Kentucky. But sometimes what you don't hear as much is from around the state of Ohio. So I have two reporters on my team, Aaron Gottsacker and Kendall Crawford. They are based here in Cincinnati, but they are traveling all over the state to find these stories from these areas that don't have as many news outlets and to get them on air. So every day you'll hear stories from, you know, Mercer County and Logan, Ohio. You'll hear from all over on a wide variety of topics to really kind of bring all of Ohio to your doorstep.
Tell us a little bit more about those reporters. We've heard Kendall's terrific reporting on WVXU. We've heard Aaron's terrific reporting. We actually had Aaron as a guest on Cincinnati Edition a few weeks ago. She did a wonderful job.
I believe it. She's fantastic.
Yes. Tell us more about them and their backgrounds and what they bring to the party.
Oh, I am so lucky to have them as my reporters. I cannot tell you. I feel like it was, you know, one of the miracles of my career is getting both of them on my team as founding members of this station. I'll talk about Aaron first. I actually worked with her at WOSU very briefly. She was an intern at that time. Then she became a Peace Corps volunteer, went over to Ethiopia. The pandemic struck and she had to come home. She has this real passion for talking to people, for listening. And she was in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. So she was in, you know, really northern Wisconsin, up near the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, in a fairly small newsroom reporting out from there. And something that made her so well suited to this job is she had to report on these large rural areas where there wasn't much news otherwise. So exactly what we are trying to do here in these news deserts here in Ohio. And she actually just won a regional Murrow for work that she did at WXPR. I know.
Yay,
it's so
Aaron.
Exciting. It's great to see. It's not why you do the work, but it's great to see someone acknowledged and recognized for the hard work that they did. And so that's kind of Aaron's story. And she is coming back home. She's an Ohio native. And so it's really exciting for her to come back here. And then Kendall Crawford worked at my former station, Iowa Public Radio. And unlike Ohio, Iowa doesn't have a bunch of different public radio stations. They have one statewide network.
Wow.
She was in Western Iowa, which was, when I worked there, you know, many years ago, we didn't even have that position. It was a chronically undercovered area. She covered something like 30 counties for the entire state. She was that reporter, and she just would travel all over the place. And what she does so well is those stories are obviously very important to the communities that they're from, but she would translate them so that everyone across Iowa understood why that they should care about those stories. So she comes to us from there. She's also a native of this area, actually from Northern Kentucky. So this is a homecoming for her as well.
Ah, that's wonderful. And, you know, I get this question as a journalist a lot from people who aren't in the business. And it might come across as a little odd for you because we're both in the business, but tell us how they go about finding these stories. Because, I hear from people all the time, does somebody tell you what to write? Do they tell you what to report? I mean, I'm sure you have great ideas that you pass along to them, but they've got to really go out and find these stories in these places that don't have a local newspaper to read to figure out what's going on.
Well, and the extra challenge, too, is if you're a reporter in some place like Cincinnati, you can go around town, you see what's happening in coffee shop bulletin boards, and you hear things from your friends. But they are reporting from areas that they're not in every day. So that challenge is even greater for them. And I have to tell you, to me, sometimes I just think, like, you're just a genius because they bring these stories back. But something they do is they do look at some of these local papers, and sometimes it'll just be a mention of something. It'll be like, oh, a little headline or a little two-sentence reader, and they think there's much more of a story there. For instance, one of the stories we're going to hear in our very first week of Today from the Ohio Newsroom is about a mental health initiative called Life is Better With You Here. Now, a newspaper in another area, I don't remember where, covered that kind of general campaign, but it had one line talking about how they went into barber shops because Black Americans' suicide rates have been unfortunately higher than the national average, and barber shops were an area where they could better communicate with that community. And so Kendall thought, well, there's a more specific story there. We need to go more in depth to learn from those people directly what is happening here and why this is important. So that's just one example of how they are going more in depth. They're doing this more context-rich type of journalism where they're speaking directly to these folks as opposed to just repeating press releases, which I really love. They're also, you know, in social media organizations across the state, you know, the local communities to see what people care about. And frankly, they are just cold calling people. They're cold calling people from all over the state to say, what do you care about? What's being underreported? And what do you think people need to know from your area?
Yeah. Well, I love that sneak peek into what we will be hearing when this launches. Talk to us a little bit about some of the stories we've already heard from Kendall and from Aaron, because they've really been terrific.
Yeah, so we've been kind of doing practice runs, if you will, of reports from around the state. And there's been a lot of fantastic stories that Kendall and Aaron have put out. A lot of things they're doing are about kind of rural or agricultural areas. So Aaron did a story, and she found out about a church in Conneaut, which is, I mean, the most northeast in Ohio you could possibly go, essentially as far from here in Cincinnati as you could go. And it was closing. It had briefly closed during the pandemic, but then they decided, you know, we're going to close this all together. And that story was so powerful because you heard the last mass that ever happened in that church. But it was also powerful because Aaron found this was something that was happening all over the state. It wasn't just some one-off situation. It was something that really reflected a loss of Christianity across Ohio and how more and more churches were going to have to close. Something that Kendall did that I thought was very powerful was about the mental health impact of the train derailment in East Palestine. So East Palestine is a classic example. No one was reporting out of there until the derailment happened. It's kind of awkwardly placed between Youngstown and Cleveland and Pittsburgh, so no big news outlet covers it. So she went there and she found that, you know, there's a lingering trauma there. And there's a lack of mental health professionals because it is such a small town. But on top of that, when mental health professionals come from elsewhere, locals don't trust them because, you know, they're outsiders. And she found out about this program trying to train more people, local East Palestinians, to do mental health first aid and help those around them. So those are just two examples of stories that have statewide significance, but are happening in places that we just don't hear from that often.
Sure. And you gave us one little sneak peek into the type of story that we'll hear once this new feature launches. Can you give us any other idea of what we should kind of expect to hear about in the future?
Yeah, you'll hear about all sorts of topics. I wish it was just one thing and we can say, well, we're covering health and nothing else. But unfortunately, fortunately, it's a wide cross section. So you'll hear stories about how, you know, FAFSA rule changes might hurt rural students. You'll hear stories about how scientists are turning coal into building materials. You'll hear stories about, you know, VA hospital staffing shortages and what that means for people in areas where there aren't a lot of healthcare options. You'll hear fun stories, too, about like the rising industry of local beekeeping in Ohio, or the last washboard factory in America, which just so happens to be in Appalachian, Ohio. So we have a wide cross-section of stories coming for listeners every single day.
Well, I can't wait. I've been talking with the Ohio Newsroom managing editor, Claire Roth. Thanks so much for your time, Claire.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Asiya Johnson. Technical director is Derek Smith. If you miss our program live, you can subscribe to Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thanks for listening.